With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A wintry mess is heading to the Mid-Atlantic region with forecast of heavy snow and ice accumulations prompting warnings of potential power outages. The National Weather Service says travel will become treacherous through Wednesday in much of Virginia and West Virginia. A separate storm system set to drop heavy snow Wednesday from Kansas and Missouri to the Great Lakes. Some of President Trump's early policies and actions are facing resistance in federal court. Greg Clugston has more.
As the president and his administration push legal boundaries, the judicial branch is in the spotlight. So far this week, several federal judges have temporarily blocked executive actions. They've issued court orders on policies ranging from birthright citizenship to the federal funding freeze to the resignation offer for federal employees. The president complained on social media, claiming highly political judges want us to slow down or stop. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Department of Homeland Security will be firing staffers at the Federal Emergency Management Administration accused of spending $59 million last week to house illegal immigrants in violation of the law. More from Bernie Bennett.
Billionaire Elon Musk, head of President Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, said on X that his team discovered FEMA spending and will demand that the agency claw back the funds. Musk wrote in a post on X, quote, sending this money violated the law and is in gross insubordination to the president's executive order. A DHS official wrote on Monday, quote, as Secretary Noem said yesterday, we must get rid of FEMA the way it exists today. This is yet another egregious example. Individuals who circumvented leadership and unilaterally made this payment will be fired and held accountable. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 50 points. The NASDAQ composite down 18. This is SRN News. No more DEI at the Naval Academy.
Vice Admiral Yvette Davids, who runs the school, has informed the staff that all, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and all DEI-related contracts will be closed and ended in accordance with President Trump's executive orders. The federal government has been moving quickly to comply with the president's order to banish the left-wing program, which was used to promote the LGBT agenda, amongst other things. The Naval Academy is also dropping all pronouns except he and she. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan State Representative Laura Pahutsky says she has undergone surgery to remove her reproductive organs out of concern about contraception access. The 36-year-old Democrat says the decision was finalized by President Trump's reelection. Physicians have reported a rise in the number of Democratic women who have been seeking permanent sterilizations after the November election. This is SRN News. A University of California, San Diego study finds that intermittent fasting may help in slowing or even reversing the signs of Alzheimer's disease.
Researchers found that eating in a 10-hour window each day can improve cognitive function as well as lessen the accumulation of amyloid protein, a hallmark sign of the disease. The study on mice also found that time-restricted eating led to an improvement in their memories and sleep patterns, suggesting not only can the diet protect against dementia, it might reverse its symptoms. Intermittent fasting is a diet plan where you alternate between periods of eating normally and extended breaks when you eat little or no food. Many people adhere to a 16-8 method, 16 hours of fasting between meals and an 8-hour window where food is allowed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Westminster Kennel Club main competition began on Monday. Four finalists were chosen Monday night. Three more will be picked today. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.